What's up, everybody? We are back here on AfterBuzz TV with The Bachelorette After Show Season 13, Episode 1. Rachel Lindsay is the official Bachelorette. I'm so excited. We have a whole new panel. It's going to be a blast. We're going to break it down right now.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Oh my gosh, it's good to be back. Welcome to AfterBuzz TV. If you've never been here before, or if you have, welcome. This is where we break down The Bachelorette every single week. We break down what happens on the show, break down the outfits. We got our outfit correspondent here in studio. She's already talking about the dude's outfits. Guys, we have a lot to break down. This is going to be, I think, the most testosterone-filled season I've ever seen. And my name is Danny Hoyt. I'm excited to be with you guys again. But it's not just me, and we have an entirely new panel. One face that's been here before and two brand new faces, and then one returning, Christina, will be back. But for tonight, to my left, the wonderful, the lovely, the southern,
Sterling
Cates.
Right.
Can I say your middle name?
Yeah, sure.
Sterling Strudwick Cates. How cool is that name, by the way?
Just call me Sterling now.
It's going to be Sterling Strudwick Cates.
I spent most of my life pretending I didn't have a middle name so that I didn't have to say Strudwick, but here we are.
Cool middle names are the best. It's unique. I love it. To your left, Christina Alexis. We thought you were called Alexis, by the way.
I
met you over email and everybody's like, Alexis, you're like, no, my name's Christine. Christine, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you, Danny. I'm so happy to be here.
A fun little fact, by the way, your sister was on Nick's season.
She was. My sister was Dominique Alexis. She was on, Nick's season. So she knows Rachel. She knows a lot of the girls who were in that opening little package.
We are going to dig some info out of you.
I don't know.
Renee Ariel. She'll be a familiar face, and she's here with us tonight. Renee, how are you?
I'm good. How are you guys?
I'm good. You're a big Bachelor fan.
Oh, yeah. I've got a lot to say. And I have a crush, but we'll get to it.
You already have a crush?
I do, too.
I have a couple of crushes.
All right. We can cut the beautiful music. Was that the official song, by the way?
That was a promo song
that they had
in all the advertisements.
Okay, initial thoughts, overall thoughts. What are you thinking? How are you feeling after tonight's episode? Ladies, spill it all.
I am just so happy it's her. I think she's my favorite Bachelorette ever.
Already?
I think it's safe to say.
That's a bold claim.
I'm going to stand by that. Well, I loved her all of next season, obviously. I just love that, A, she's Southern. She has a cute accent. She's smart. She knows what she wants. She's just, so genuine. I've, always loved her ever since she got the first impression rose.
Can you guys say the same thing? She's your favorite already?
I don't know if I can say she's my favorite yet, but I love her. I thought it was great that ABC chose her. I loved her on next season because, A, she got the first impression rose, and I felt like she always was just very, present and there, and it seemed like she was really genuine. She kept her eyes on the prize the entire time, and I love her style. I think this is going to be so great. I think she has her work cut out for her this season.
For sure.
I love her so far. I think she's so well-spoken. She's so intelligent. She's definitely there for the right reasons. And I love how chill she is in such awkward situations.
Yes.
Even JoJo's season, there were moments where these people would be so inappropriate. And she was like, ha, ha, ha. And you'd watch and you'd feel for her. But, Rachel kept it together. Most awkward jokes would be presented to her. And she, laughed it off. There was a puppet. Yeah. And she was fine. She's
got things. Well, but she did say she was creeped out. She keeps it real, but she's also not awkward.
I was creeped out as a viewer.
Yeah, I was too.
All right, so before we break down all the guys, the limo entrances, the whole nine yards, I do want to say two things. One, Brooks Forrester, a lot of people on the chat roll, which, by the way, hi, chat roll. You guys are the best. As always, I will have this open and trying to answer your questions. Do you have chat roll going as well?
Yeah. Wait, the live chat?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to bring it up right now.
Amazing. So yeah, we'll try to get some questions at the end, as always. It's something we started doing last season, and we'll try to incorporate that as well. But I want to answer a couple things. First of all, Brooks Forrester. No, Brooks is not back because Brooks lives in Utah. He just moved to Utah, Utah with his girlfriend last week. So he's back in Salt Lake City. However, he is doing a daily show on Anchor about The Bachelor. So if you guys want to hear Brooks' take, he's still involved with the franchise on the brand new app Anchor. So that's where Brooks is. And then two, you guys remember Chelsea Breech. She left
yesterday
for Boston at a red eye. She got there this morning. She's engaged, getting married to a Boston Red Sox player. No big deal.
Oh, my God.
We love her. And she just moved to Boston. So she's officially moving and doing her life over there now.
Yeah, she's killing it.
And we're excited for her. So to answer those questions, because I know you guys are asked, that's where they are. And by the way, there's a wrestler. For those of you that are OG, that have been here for years, Kathy Kelly, if you guys remember, who was on this panel forever, This would have been like the perfect season for her. She works for the WWE now. She's one of their main hosts, and so she's into wrestling and The Bachelor. So we miss all of you. So just a little shout out to the previous squad. Christina will be back next week. Okay, ladies, let's break this down. It's me and you three. I don't know how this is going to go this
season. It's going to be great. What do you mean?
Fellas, I'm going to try to hold it down for the testosterone in here. So we got Rachel Lindsay, 31, Dallas, Texas. I love the line. She's sweet, sour, classy, yet sassy.
Yeah.
I feel like that's like a perfect encompassing.
Right. Oh, yeah. I was going to say before, just like overall impressions, that yes, she's smart and she has all this stuff going for her, but you can also tell that there's that little feisty side to her that she doesn't mind like getting in a little trouble. And so I'm looking forward to seeing how she like handles that this season, especially with that Colombian guy.
Yes.
Colombian.
He's one of my favorites. I think one of the guys said it best in the house that she has this real jovial side to her. She's fun-loving, and like you said before, I think that's really great about her, that she keeps it cool in all these awkward situations. She knows how to, like, just let it roll off, and, you know, she's been through this before, like, just before this experience, so it's good that she can relate to the guys that are there and understand maybe the nerves that they might be under and the weird things that come out of being nervous in that situation.
For sure.
Yeah, I definitely think because she's so, like, fresh out the last season that she is really taking all of the insight that she gained from it into this season. Like, I do think she's going to be paying attention to the people who she would maybe not have paid attention to if not being in that position herself, you know?
And I mean, I'm excited to see what she does. Look at the costume people. Alexis is, like, one of my favorite people off of all of last season, and she showed up in a freaking... What was it? Was it action
shark.
Dolphin?
It was a shark.
It was a shark she called dolphin?
Yes.
Yeah, she thought it was
But this
dolphin.
Is definitely a penguin.
Yeah.
We're no ifs, ands, or buts about it.
It's funny, because in that package before, like, she was the one telling you, like, don't overlook somebody in a costume.
Yeah. And then they
she
up,
knows how it is.
Okay, so I want to talk about that for a second, because usually we see the new Bachelor, Bachelorette have this moment with previous Bachelors and her Bachelorettes.
Right.
Was JoJo, Caitlyn, let's run down the line of all of them. Were they all just not available?
I don't know.
Did you guys know? Like, wasn't that kind of weird?
To me, it kind of made more sense to have people who actually know her, because if you look on social media, she doesn't have anything with any of those former Bachelorettes. Like, how would they know? I mean, I guess they could have given advice.
Oh, Misha C just brought it up at the exact same time. Yeah, I think we always see that. I mean, I guess they can do whatever they want, but I kind of expected to have somebody there.
Yeah, I think they did it to try to make it more like relatable. Like, I think when you see someone with their friends and interacting with their friends, it makes us feel like we are their friends as well, as opposed to trying to force friendships with like past Bachelorettes and having them like give advice, because then it just kind of feels awkward. And I think after time and time and again, it's gotten old, and so they're trying to switch it up. I think they may do this for future seasons.
You think so?
Mm-hmm. I agree. I thought it felt more realistic, and like we were just there with their gal pals, like chilling and talking about it. And I think because, you know, Rachel is so new to this franchise, and she's the first Black Bachelorette, and these girls just came fresh off this experience with her. I think it was perfect pairing.
I still think I would have liked to hear, like JoJo or somebody recent.
Okay, what do they ever say that's, like, super helpful? They always just say, just follow your heart and don't do this or whatever. But these girls, like, actually know Rachel, and, like, they're like, give these people a chance. We know that you might not.
All right,
you know what I mean?
Hypothetical. You're about to meet 30 dudes. Do you want to talk to your friend that you knew for like a couple nights on a season? Or do you want to talk to...
They didn't know each other. They lived together for a month.
For a couple weeks on a season. Or do you want to talk to a girl who literally just went through the exact same thing and can give you advice? And she made it out alive and is with somebody.
Maybe both, if that's an option.
Okay.
That's not an option.
No, Danny, because you know what they can do? They can just watch old seasons and watch the other Bachelorettes talking to old Bachelorettes.
No, I'm going to put you on bus, because apparently they can't, because I was asking Renee, I was like, did you ever watch like Juan Pablo back in the day? She's like, no, I can't find it anywhere. They don't exist online.
Right. No,
I think for the Bachelorette, they'll pull up the footage.
I think this is what it boils down to. No one cares about what any of those people are doing that we can't even like think of right now. I mean, obviously, like Caitlin and JoJo, but everyone cares about Corinne right now. Everyone cares about those people that are more relevant.
And Raven,
we'll tune in. And Raven and Alexis. People love those.
I can't wait for Paradise. My God, I can't wait for Paradise.
You too.
Apparently, they're going to bring in random people who have never been in the franchise before.
Where'd you hear that?
I heard it.
I also heard it's not going to be in Mexico. It's going to be. I mean, that could be wrong.
No, drop some knowledge. Let's talk about
it. No, I don't know.
I heard that, actually, I can say this. It was on The Tomorrow Show, which is Kevin Undergaro's podcast. It was Chase McNary.
Oh, yeah. I was just with him at Stagecoach.
Yeah, he said that's what they were doing.
Interesting.
Whoa. Curveball.
Major curveball.
Wow.
All right.
Well, that was like last week's episode.
And you heard not Mexico, you heard somewhere else?
Yeah, I don't know where, but just not there. I don't know. She might be
there.
Should
I sign up?
If you really like her, maybe you should sign up. She might be there.
I'm just teasing.
Yeah, Danny, they're not bringing people.
All right, let's move on to the limo time. Okay, so.
Wait, this is perfect.
This is what we're going to do. We're going to go through the guys and then the ones that had produced packages, because they highlighted, I think it was 7 guys. Or 8 guys, we'll kind of stop and talk about those ones as we go. So first on the limo, Peter, 30, business owner, Madison, Wisconsin. I really like that he said best of luck with the Wisconsin guys. I kind of like that.
I'm so into Peter.
Why are you into Peter?
Okay, he's so Peter, cute and confident, and I just like the way he talks. I mean, I know nothing about him really at this point, aside from he's from Wisconsin and he's very good looking.
Yeah.
But I like him, just his presence. I enjoy, and he's not too much, which a lot of the guys started off great and then they became too much throughout the episode. But he's one that like he stayed good throughout the whole episode.
Yeah, I'm here for Peter. I like the gap in his tooth because they match.
Was he the one that said the thing about the matching gap?
Yeah.
Yes.
And whenever she was like, actually, I don't like chocolate, and he's like, I'll throw it in the fire right now. I was like, yeah, you want someone who's gonna just like walk through the fire flaws for you, you know?
Next up was Josiah Daniel Graham, who we saw the package about, the prosecutor and the brother who he cut down from a tree. It's a really serious story.
Yeah.
Very intense and inspiring story, just because it came full circle to with his job now. I think he'll be maybe a front runner.
Well, I think Christine, we kind of looked at each other. We were like, oh, I kind of like this guy.
Yeah, I thought his story was really compelling. Immediately, I was drawn in. I will say, though, I liked him a lot more in his package than I did when he actually met Rachel.
You liked his package a lot more?
Yeah, because I feel like that was...
Thank you. None of you got that but me. And who's back producing us, by the way, tonight?
Jimbo in the booth.
Okay. Who?
Jimbo in the booth.
What's up, Jimbo? You're on it. I love it.
Yeah, I loved his video package.
Yeah,
later on at the cocktail party and everything, I thought he just came off a little too strong for me. But I do agree with you, Sterling, that I think he'll be a front runner. I think he'll end up being a fan favorite just because of how outspoken he is. Mm-hmm. And I think he'll keep Rachel on her toes for sure.
When he started talking in the third person, that was it for me.
That's what I was thinking.
We were rooting for you.
Yeah. The amount of times he said Josiah, I think that's why I really learned his name, is because of how many times he said it.
Maybe that's what he was trying to do.
But it worked. I swear, in the beginning, I really liked him. I thought he just came across just like a man. I don't know. I just really enjoyed the way he presented himself. He just seemed confident. And then as the episode went on, he became very cocky and more mature. And then watching him talk to Rachel, it wasn't like they were connecting. It's like he was giving the same spiel then to Rachel, yeah, as opposed to actually connecting with her and having a conversation.
Right.
However, out of all the guys, I do think he's going to make it like maybe at least top 5.
Top 5. All right, next up is Brian, 37, chiropractor from Miami, speaks Spanish.
Ooh, Colombiano. Chemistry, Brian.
The chemistry between
them.
They
have some intense passion. He's hot. Happening. Yeah, he's hot.
Is he one of the hottest for you guys?
I don't know. I think it's just because they're so,
is it the
like,
Latino
flirty
thing? Or is it that attractive when guys have like this like...
I think it's his confidence with her that's so attractive. Like, when they were in that little doorway and the way she was looking at him and he was, like, taking... I was like, okay, yeah, he's front runner.
It's for
me.
Sure their chemistry.
It's their chemistry. It
because
too,
in the beginning, like, I wasn't super into him. I thought he was, like, fine, but nothing really, like, stuck out until I really saw them interact. And I was like, Brian.
Yeah, he has this, like, effortless, suave confidence to him. It's not like, oh, I'm here. I'm this really cool guy. I gotta make sure she likes me. He's just like, what's up?
Yeah.
I'm here.
Yeah. And when I don't know if you guys watched, like, their Ellen clip. I know we did a little bit, but he didn't even stand out then so much to me in that, like, aired a few weeks ago or whenever that was, but tonight he definitely
Peter stood out to me though.
Peter
from the Ellen
Peter
special.
You can just look at Peter.
We'll get there. We'll get there. Okay. Next up, Kenny King, pretty boy pitbull Kenny King, with the 10-year-old daughter. Okay, I did not.
This
like,
is my boy right
yeah,
here.
Yeah, this is your boy.
Plug.
So we liked. I don't know. I did not like the wrestling part. I thought it was a little, like, aggressive. But I really liked the way he talked about his daughter. And that made him really relatably, like, awesome.
Yes.
I don't have a daughter. But, like, something about that struck a chord in me. And so I kind of like this guy.
Yeah. I feel the same way. In the beginning, he was too much. And I immediately wrote down, no. but then as it went on, and he was talking about his daughter, something just really likable.
He's like a person, like a showman. He's got this big personality. I kind of
like, okay.
He definitely grew on me. I think for Rachel, if we're thinking about, like, her match, mm-hmm. I don't know if I can see her with a wrestler, honestly, or with someone in that lifestyle.
Why? Is it because it's profession?
I don't know. I don't like that whole...
Or it's just the energy of, like, what that takes versus what she is.
I'm going to have to see more of him.
Would you feel better if I told you he's also a male exotic dancer at Chippendales?
No! Is that the truth?
Swear to God.
What?
See, then I was right. That's his secondary job.
Wait, Chippendales in what city? This makes a big... In Vegas?
He has a billboard in Vegas.
Okay, just so you guys know, last night at the Billboard Music Awards, you know who went to that show instead of the show? Where her husband was performing?
Oh, she went to Magic Mike.
Chrissy Teigen. Oh, I thought it was Chippendales. She went to Magic Mike. Well, here I was trying to drop some knowledge. Like, I know. Chrissy Teigen went to... Yeah. I tried.
Someone called her out for it, and on Twitter, she was just like, yeah, and it was awesome.
Yeah, she's like, yeah, that was Wait, so he's a Chippendales dancer.
So during the day, or during the week, he dances for Chippendales, and then on the weekends, he wrestles.
Okay, so then I was right. It's not for Rachel.
Yeah, that actually makes me sad, because I think...
All in all honesty, he's probably on the show just to get eyes.
Yeah.
I can't imagine Rachel's... That's so helpful. I can't imagine Rachel's dad...
Oh my God, no. Gosh.
Ever vibing with
him. Yeah. No. Rachel's a different kind of caliber of a girl.
Even their chemistry wasn't like on. Like, he became likable maybe to the audience, but I don't think he's her type.
Yeah, there's a difference between being likable because they have chemistry and then being likable because you have a daughter and you're a good dad.
Yeah, like Brian versus Kenny.
Next up, Rob, 29, law student from Houston. I don't remember a thing about him.
Nope. He got booted.
Nope. Next up, Iggy, consulting firm. He's 30. I gotta say, Iggy, it scares me a little bit. I pointed at you guys. I said, if I had to put money on who's going to fight, I mean, after the promo package, the rest of the season, we didn't see him in there. But I feel like he's like the jealous type.
Yeah. Exactly. I was going to say he's for sure insecure. Yeah. Has some jealous issues.
Like a little like...
He freaks me out a little bit.
Yeah, exactly. Okay.
He's weird.
So as a girl, you guys see it too.
Like, there's just something off about his personality that makes it seem like he could just kind of lose it. Like, this is the first day and we're feeling that. Like, usually you see this kind of happen throughout the season, but this is day one.
So and just to clarify, when we're saying this stuff, we're basing it off what we saw in the edit. So for those of you guys that are on the show that watch this... And if you know, if we say something, please don't be offended. We're saying it off based off the edit. I'm sure you're all great guys, some capacity. I think this is the first season in like 5 years that I don't know or have some sort of connection with anybody on the season.
Yeah.
Do you guys know anybody?
No. This season, no.
This is the first season, I think, in 5 years. I don't have any connection with any of these people. So.
Which is kind of nice. It's a little fresh to like have a new batch of people.
Although there is one of the guy that was working out in the produce package down on the beach, that's where I work out, and he looks semi-familiar. Like, I've seen him down, because I've lived in Santa Monica for 3 years, so I live right by that beach area, so that's like where we work out. Yeah, and so I feel like he looks semi, like maybe I've seen him.
I have to look for him.
Well, there's a bunch of regular, you know, after you go for a long time, you start noticing like the same faces.
Go find him.
I'm okay.
Climb up the thing next to him and be like, what's up?
I will say, though, Iggy did have a suit on that showed his ankles, and he was the only one they like specifically showed that, which I appreciate that, because that's definitely like in trend right now. So.
All
right. Good job, Iggy, on that. Next up is Bryce, the firefighter from Orlando. He's 30. He picked her up and talked to her, which I thought that was very, like, smooth.
This is the guy that got in a lot of trouble last week, because on his bio on ABC, they've taken it down since, but he got a lot of heat for making a transphobic comment. It was like, what's your biggest first date fear? And his answer was that the chick ends up being a dude.
So he's trying to be funny, and
so
it
he's trying to be funny,
flat.
But then obviously... Everyone online just slammed them for being transphobic. Mm-hmm. And so ABC took that comment down. But going into this episode, that's like all I knew about him.
Sure.
In general. But so I'm already like...
Well, if you had to put that aside, would you like being picked up?
When you first meet someone, I mean, it's cute in the movies, but in actuality, I wrote down try hard next to him because I felt it didn't feel like, he's so manly and he's picking him up. It didn't feel romantic. It just felt like he was trying too hard. He really had this planned out and it wasn't something she exactly wanted. She didn't mind it. Again, Rachel's super chill. If it was any other bachelorette, they probably wouldn't have been at his.
Rotor 13 just picked up on the live chat and what you said about the transphobic comment. Yeah, I didn't even know that.
I didn't know that either.
One more thing about that. I didn't like that he picked her up, but I would say in general, I don't like too much physical touch right away. Mm. Same thing with Jonathan, who we'll get to later, who was the tickle professional.
Yeah,
tickle
we'll
monster.
There.
Tickle professional.
It's like, I don't know you. Like, I'm in a bomb-ass dress. Can you not? Like,
Can you not?
I need you to respect my sleigh and not, like, pick me up like that.
I'm really happy you brought that up, because her dress guess, I mean, it obviously had to be taped in places. It's a little...
Like, this took time.
Yeah.
I mean, come on. You saw her contouring in her little package.
I can see how you thought it would be cute.
Guys, if they end up together in the big scheme of things, will any of that matter? Nope. Just saying. All right, next up, Will, 28, sales manager from Miami.
I like him.
He did the Stefan Urkel, you know, Urkel to Stefan Urkel, and she picked up on it, which made me like her even more. Anybody who recognizes Family Matters? Do you guys even...
Yeah.
Are you old enough?
So, fun fact.
No, my brother, my little brother was actually named Stefan after that Steve Urkel character. I'm dead serious.
That's so great. Because
me and my sisters crushed on him so hard when we were little, and my parents were like, oh, you get to name your little brother. Unanimous decision.
You're joking.
Stefan.
Your parents let you guys name your little brother?
Yeah.
Was he like a super late to the party sibling?
He's like 4 years younger than me.
That's awesome.
It was really funny. So when
That's
I saw that,
so
I was like,
cool.
Yes, they all know Family Matters. This is cute.
That's amazing.
I
like him. I think he's going to... He didn't really have a lot of time this episode,
yeah.
But I feel like later in the season, he's going to come up and be probably a front runner.
Yeah, I liked his intro. We didn't see him too much in the episode. I thought he was creative. That's what I wrote down. Mm-hmm. And she seemed into it. Again, that could have been so... It could have gone so wrong if she didn't get it.
Yeah.
And then we
yeah.
all wouldn't have liked him.
Yeah.
But I like him.
He's also super cute just in general.
Yeah,
so.
He is.
Yeah. I think he's good.
Next up, Diggy, with the Teach You How to Diggy. We saw the produced package. I actually really like this guy.
I like him too.
Like this guy.
I love him.
So I got to be honest. When Nick was on the very first season, I stuck up for him on this show here on AfterBuzz. Because I was like, he dresses well. He's kind of quiet. Just something about him, right? Fast forward. Now he, right? Diggy, I think, has a potential to be, I'm just going to put this out there, to be a face of the franchise at some point.
I can see that.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Educated, well-dressed, well-spoken, clean-groomed, good-looking guy. Like,
yeah.
Something about him, for me, was magnetic from the moment I saw. And he has over 500 pairs of shoes. My God.
I mean,
575. Yeah.
Even before just going into this episode,
I like Diggy.
Reading his bio, he was a standout for me.
Yeah.
Just, I mean, because all of them had really douchey answers, and he didn't. So
yeah.
That's the...
I liked him in the beginning. I just couldn't get into why he got his nickname. Like, that's not even his name. And I didn't like that he kept saying, like, I'm going to teach you how to diggy. And here's the thing. I think he's really cute, and
he
I really like his style. It just got stuck in my head. I like his style a lot, and
yeah.
I think he's very cute, but I just think he's going to get annoying for me. I got a little annoyed even in this episode.
At least he didn't say he's the best-dressed guy in the room, and he clearly was the best-dressed guy in the room.
Yes.
The other dude, Milton, his name was, got kicked off, and he said it twice. So give me
and
a break.
And he wasn't.
It wasn't even that good. All right,
oh
Kyle, 26, marketing consultant. He was the guy that said, show you my buns, and he had, like, the bun and the cheese.
Mm-mm.
Totally fell flat. Christina, did that do it for you?
Okay,
right?
I was excited because I like bun and cheese. Like, literally, it's
fair.
So good, Jamaican fair. Bun and cheese. But, yeah, that was kind of corny. I was like,
not a standoff.
Wait, Misha C. is asking, and I actually don't know this. Is Diggy his real name?
No, it wasn't. He said that was a nickname.
No, I know it's a nickname. Sorry, what is his real name?
I have the cast bios pulled up.
I think he's just under his Diggy on
find
there.
It.
Well, so he said something about his digs.
Yeah, and that's why they started calling him Diggy. That's another reason.
But he didn't name himself. That's how nicknames happen. People call you something weird. My nickname in college was U-Haul.
Yeah, but is that how you introduced yourself?
Because I showed up to college with clothes in a U-Haul.
But what if you're like, hey, welcome to the Batshot After
weird?
Show. I'm U-Haul. What's up? That's
no one's calling you that now.
Thank God.
Yeah,
they don't have it on there, so I'm going to
Google
him.
He did say it
him.
In his intro package, though, I think. He was like,
loud and proud.
No, but then he was like, but my nickname's Diggy.
Yeah, I can't remember.
I think
you guys
said
know,
his actual name.
Oh, Kenneth. Renee on she just said
yes,
Kenneth.
Yes, Kenneth,
you,
a.k.a.
Renee.
Diggy.
I would go by Diggy, too, you know?
I'd go by Kenneth. I like that name.
Really?
Yeah.
Kenneth.
I like Kenny.
Kenneth looks
kind
of dorky.
There's already a Kenny. Diggy stands out.
Diggy's cool. I kind of like Diggy. All right.
Next up
is Blake, 29, Marine veteran. He talked about his grandparents having their 65th anniversary. We did see later that he left, but he seemed like a good guy.
I liked him. He
yeah.
seemed like...
Wait, who was this
good
Blake,
guy?
It doesn't matter.
Blake,
he's gone.
Blake K?
He left,
no, this was, yeah,
yeah,
Blake K.
Yeah.
I was so happy one of the Blakes left, so we only have to focus on one Blake.
Oh, yeah. It's worse when that happens. Next up is Brady, 29, male model. He broke the ice.
Okay, male model.
Done.
The literal...
Is he not an actual male model?
He can't be, right?
Why?
I don't know.
I mean,
do we know him?
I don't know who he is.
What is he model? I'm just saying, aspiring model would be more accurate.
I don't know.
Like aspiring drummer.
Yeah,
moving
right.
on. Next up was Dean, 25, the startup recruiter from Venice. He met her. He was originally on After the Final Rose. He's the one that said, once I go black, I'll
oh
never
my
go
God.
Back. Can I ask you honestly, Christine, as somebody who's black, did that offend you?
It was annoying.
It did bother Rachel.
Yeah.
Or do you think it did a little?
I want to hope that it bothered her as much as it bothered me. Because I was like, really? You have to go there? Yeah. Like, it's kind of like, okay, everybody knows she's the first Black Bachelorette. Like, don't come at it with some weird, cheesy one-liner that's tired and overused. And it's like, you know, as Black women, like, you don't want to be fetishized just for being Black. And it's like, ooh, you're just so different. You're Black. I want to get to know you. I'm never going back.
Do you think it was a producer line?
That's good that you bring that up. Maybe it was, now that you say that.
I feel like if it wasn't a producer line, they definitely encouraged him and improved it. They weren't like, oh, no, maybe you shouldn't.
Like,
say
it came
that.
Out when they were talking backstage, and one was like, you gotta use that.
Yeah. I think it was because of the way he came out just out of the limo. He was like, oh, like, what did you think? He was so insecure about it just coming out.
Probably because of the backlash.
Well, he probably got so much backlash. Exactly. Yeah.
But then that point forward, I liked him. He seemed like a nice guy. The sandcastle thing, which, I mean, I'm sure they set up as well, but he seemed, like, cute, and there's nothing terrible about him.
I think he's okay. I honestly think, for me, he's going to get annoying over the season. Like, I just see him being, like, really, like, into himself and just overly confident. He has, like, a douchey kind of smile for me. I don't know.
I think he's going to be ultimately too young and just not mature enough.
For well, so like, he's really young. 25.
So Misha C just said, that line is annoying speaking as a Black woman. And then Renee just says, it didn't offend me, but it was just whack as hell. Or she said, whack as hell, in my opinion. I don't know. Interesting. All right, next up, Eric, 29, personal trainer from Los Angeles. Everything's greater later. Dancing is my jam. Remember him? He's, like, dancing with her a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
Who was this one?
Eric, 29, Eric. Personal trainer.
That was the one who kept, like, purring at her?
No, that was the other guy who, that's like, was... Yeah, okay.
He bought the tickets?
No, that's DeMario.
That's DeMario. Who's next?
Yeah, this guy, he like, was kind of bald, right?
I think so. Also, though, if this is the same guy I'm thinking of, he is in the preview.
Yeah, that's that guy.
And they're, like, walking over a hill into the sunset, hands holding.
I was thinking it's the guy that Lee throws under a bus, and then he goes into the room and, like, is like, yeah, it is about me.
We'll get into
that.
That
was Eric.
That's Eric. That is Eric. Yeah. Okay, so it's the same guy.
Yeah.
Feisty.
Ooh. Wow. Next up, DeMario. He's 30. He's an executive recruiter. He said, I want to have many more first moments, a first date, a first kiss, a first Christmas. Aggressive, Renee?
Aggressive. I think he's one of those guys that you meet, that you talk to, that you like, and then ultimately he's a player and, like, not a good guy. I think he has this, like, presence that's, like, it's confident, so you're, like, immediately attracted to him, and he's well-dressed, and he just seems like a cool guy, but even this episode, he got annoying, and he's full of himself, and I think he might even be the guy that has the girlfriend.
Oh,
I think it's very possible.
Wait, you're putting bet on DeMario being the guy?
Possibly. I'm going to say maybe. Because he's...
That's the one that Whitney said. She knows some people that know him and said, be careful, I heard he has bad intentions.
And how much could you really say? And if they really want to withhold information but put it out later, that's a great introduction. And that would... To go into that.
It's like a teaser. I also, on his cast bio, one of his answers was, the question was, do you have any phobias that would prohibit your participation in certain activities?
Don't tell me he said
that. He said, no, I'm perfect.
Not fan of
guys. I
did
like on his bio that he said a perfect date would be going to a Beyonce and Jay-Z concert.
He
and
did
he
say that.
And he also said that he's looking for his person to wear denim on denim like Britney and Justin. And I was like, okay.
Denim on denim.
I fully appreciate, so I'm here for that.
Yeah.
I like him, but I like him, so this is bad because it's like he's being fake to her, but inside the house, I was like, no, DeMario, you're starting to,
listen to,
like,
these back and forth. Like, Nina DeMarco goes, DeMario's there for the wrong reasons, right next to Renee. DeMario was hilarious. He's the one that had the Britney line. Misha, DeMario, I'm 50-50. Like, everybody's split on him.
I'm 50-50 now after watching the full episode. Before, I was like, he's for sure a front runner for me. But now when I was seeing him inside and how, like, cocky he was getting, and him and Josiah,
are going to butt heads later on the season. Like, they have very similar personalities with how cocky they are, how they're like, oh, I'm going to wife up Rachel. Like, as it goes on, they're too confident about it.
I see him being, like, a low-key villain later because they're setting up Lee to be, like, the main villain coming at everybody. But I think later on, like, DeMario's going to make it really far and then start snaking people out.
Yeah.
Like,
they always set it up to be somebody and it's, like, the bait and switch. Next up.
I'm upset about that.
The bait and switch?
No, just about because I was so excited about him. I thought for sure he was going to be a front runner. And now I don't know. I'm not so sure.
No. Next up is Blake, personal trainer and sports nutritionist, the sex addict guy.
Hard pass.
This is the guy that said, I wanted to drum up something new for you. The guy, yeah, they this is the guy that I said I feel like I've seen. Yeah.
They
yeah.
switch his profession from trainer to drum aspiring drummer.
Why did that happen, by the way?
Because maybe it's
maybe he just changed his mind. Do you know? Maybe he like was a personal trainer and then he decided
to. He's had a sudden like midlife revelation.
All right. I'm a hard pass on him, mainly because he was so wrapped up with the Waboom guy or whatever it is. That like, why are you picking him as your competition? Like, yes. I would be a little more insecure about like the DeMarios or the Josiahs or the Bryans.
He's
okay,
using
the Bryans. I'll revert everything I said and start with that. Instead of like picking the guy that's like screaming all the time, obviously he's not going to be the winner.
You don't think so?
I don't know. It was just too much. He was too wrapped up on Lucas.
Yeah, that's a losing battle. You don't want to go after that guy because it'll end up being like he's the guy who's kept, and then you look stupid because you spent the whole time berating him instead of focusing on your strengths.
Right.
And I feel like insecure guys always make that rookie mistake. Stop focusing on that guy. Focus on your connection with Rachel. Right.
See, I didn't even care. He lost me after the package. Like, after his whole sex thing, I was, like, so over him.
Done.
And
bye.
Then he just got worse. So I was like, wow, who knew you could even get worse?
Pass Misha C. goes, that damn dude talking about his penis and how much sex he likes. Boy, bye. With his jumpless self, aspiring drummer, be gone.
Yeah,
true.
I love Misha. She cracks me.
That's fine.
All right, next up, Frederick, the executive assistant, 27. They haven't seen or talked to each other in over 15 years. How cool is that blast from the past?
I kind of love it.
Yeah, I kind of really love it.
Yeah, I'm here for it. When that, we all like gasped when that, when he brought the yearbook out. I'm like, oh my God. Can you imagine this story if they get married and have kids and then they're going to tell everyone that they like grew up together?
Well, here's my thing. I was thinking about it. I was like, how has that never happened before? They've gone into like someone's middle school crush. Has it? And I just don't remember. Like, maybe, like, way back, but in recent seasons, I don't remember anything like that happening.
I feel like a lot of these people, like, the contestants have all come from, like, small towns, and I'm kind of surprised that they haven't known each other from before, like, a situation like this. So, that is interesting that this hasn't happened before.
It's interesting.
He didn't know she was going to be the Bachelorette when signing up, or he did.
He did know.
I almost find that
Well, that's why they started casting sooner, because they had some people that were interested, and then that's why casting went so different and lasted so much longer is so because Rachel was a last minute decision for them, and so they had to extend casting to basically fill out basically different parts of the cast that they hadn't, I don't know, anticipated, I guess?
I think, I don't know. I'm not sure if he's, I mean, maybe. It's just an age difference. I think he's so much younger than her because, he was in third grade?
Only 4 years.
When she was only 4 years.
Christine, didn't you write it down? It was 27 and 31.
31.
Yeah.
27, 31. I don't get that age difference either because it's like, she was like, I was berating him and stuff. I'm like, who would...
She was his camp counselor.
She was like in seventh grade. She's berating.
But if you're
in
eighth grade,
she's always just sassy.
Yeah. If you're in eighth grade having a fifth grade, I could see like having a fifth grade and you're.
He was in third grade.
She said he was in third grade, so she must have been in like seventh.
Maybe she's super smart and he's super dumb.
Maybe.
I don't know. Saying.
It's weirder when you're younger, but when you're older, the age difference doesn't matter. Yeah.
As long as he has his life together. Totally.
I hope that he got his life together by the time he was in third grade.
What'd you really want to say?
As long as he has his shit together.
Sorry, Mom.
I don't know. I need to see more from Fred before I make a decision.
Fred. I just don't like that name. Can I be real with you?
I don't either.
Fred. Like, I don't
know. What about Frederick?
Yeah, but it's Fred.
Like, I feel like he needs to wear like a top hat, have a monitor
Fred,
on a little
right?
Like... All right, next up. Sterling, put your hands out.
Oh, no.
Jonathan the Tickle Monster. This was the weirdest.
Hard pass. Hard pass. Absolutely not.
31 years old. That is so weird. It could have been like a sarcastic joke. This is my occupation, but it wasn't.
What a cool career. You know, I really look for a guy with like passion. And
have you guys seen the documentary on Netflix on HBO about tickling?
Wait, you think he's actually that?
There's actual like tickling leagues. Like there's a whole documentary on it. So that's why I don't think this is a joke.
Did you watch this?
I watched the first 11 minutes.
How late were you up watching this?
This wasn't just recently. Like this was like 3 weeks ago.
Do you get paid?
I was on set somewhere. I had free time and I found it. I don't know. They have like competitions. It's the weirdest thing I've ever seen.
And this is like your recently watched. Like,
recommended for Danny. For Danny. Like other weird fetishes.
Whatever.
And
stuff. Apparently Rachel's live on Kimmel right now, so we'll talk about that next week. Next up was Lee, 30 years old, came out with the guitar. He's a singer-songwriter from Nashville, the only country boy on the show.
Oh, no.
Sterling, as a country, a southern country girl, did you like the southern country boy?
No, I didn't like him. He seems too short. That was like my first impression.
Purely because of his height? Yeah, that's cold.
Personally, I wasn't. Well, it's no, real. No. Personally, I wasn't like, oh my god, that guy's dreamy. I mean, he's not like Sam Hunt or anything. But then there, where I'm at. But then But then when I saw the preview after, I was like, okay, no, I'm definitely not into it.
Not feeling it. All right.
I also just don't see Rachel with a Lee.
Yes, Renee goes, Lee's a very bad singer. Sabine Chat goes, Lee looks like a douche.
Yeah, he does.
I don't like his hair.
He seems like he's kind of like butt heads with her.
Yeah,
okay, maybe it's a hair thing.
The whole thing.
He's a second-rate Luke Pell. That is a burn. Oh. I actually like Luke a lot.
I like Luke as well.
I like Luke a lot. I hope he shows up on Paradise. I think Luke's amazing, actually. All right, next up, Alex, Information Sales 30. He's the one that said, look for me by the fridge. I think, Christine, you said he was the one that was vacuuming.
I think
okay, so. Okay, funny story. I want to remind you guys of something right now. Rewind to last year. Okay? These girls are about to come out of the limo and they do some producer packages. Do you remember who was vacuuming in their apartment dancing around?
Was that the chicken girl?
Rachel Lindsay.
No.
Was vacuuming in her apartment.
Is that why he did
dancing
that?
Around saying, I like to be independent and do my thing. And she was vacuuming and dancing around.
Stop.
That's crazy.
So that was thought
just
out.
Just saying.
I also have a weird memory of the chicken enthusiast vacuuming. Is that weird?
That's
was
what
she
I,
vacuuming?
I was just going to say that's what I thought
girl?
It was.
Yeah.
But no, I don't know if it was her. Wow.
I thought it was weird that she was vacuuming and she was a chicken enthusiast. I was like,
this is too much.
I thought it was clever. I don't even know if he knew if that was his intention, but I noticed it right away and I thought
maybe
it was clever.
Right.
I like details,
maybe,
though.
Yeah.
So. See, I pay attention to like how awkward they are afterwards, and he had this vibe to him that was like, oh, he was trying to make like awkward jokes, like, oh, like maybe I'll see you inside. I don't remember what he said when they say goodbye.
He said by the fridge. He goes, I'll be by the fridge.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
It
like
was
some
the way
cleaning joke.
I have two things. One, it was obnoxious when he was vacuuming when that other guy was trying to have a one-on-one. Yeah. Like, that's just disrespectful, and it was really annoying as a viewer because I wanted to hear more about that conversation that was happening. Second, I will say, when he didn't have the vacuum and she called his name, I was like, wait, who is this guy? He's, like, pretty cute. Because I was so distracted with the whole vacuum thing that I didn't even notice his good-looking face.
Based on his, like, contestant biography, though, he seems like a good fit for Rachel to me.
What does it say? What's his biography
His
say?
Three best attributes are he's adaptable, logical, and fun.
What's his profession?
He likes a woman who
doesn't like music.
Do you know what adaptable says to me?
What?
I will move wherever you go.
Hold on.
Ride or die?
I'll be there.
Hold on. Alex doesn't like
music?
Is it
one of his answers that he doesn't like music?
He said,
that was like all I needed.
He said, who are your top three favorite groups or artists and why? He said, Coldplay, Beatles, can't really think of a third one. Music isn't a big part of my life.
He's
a sociopath.
That's a very
like, what are you saying?
So that means he's one of those like talkers in the car. Like he doesn't like to play music. He's like, let's have a conversation.
He said, I like a woman who pursues me. He's like, okay.
That's so real. All right, next up. The only dude to cry tonight, Milton, 31, hotel rack supervisor from Florida.
Hard pass.
Milton, I gotta be honest, my guy, you were not the best dressed guy in the room. You said it twice, which makes it even more of a problem and offensive to me as someone who appreciates guys that dress well. So I'm sorry.
Can we talk about the growling? That's a hard pass.
All parts
on that.
Of it. There's so many hard passes. These aren't just passes.
Yeah.
Guys, these are hard passes.
Guys, there's a few that are hard passes, and he is one of them.
I will say
it's him that's that sex
he kept
guy.
It so real at the end, though. He was like, I didn't even get to wear all the outfits that I bought. Like,
yeah, you know? He did.
I probably would have thought about that, too, if I had left on the first
Well,
time.
Of course you think about it, but I wouldn't list that and say it
I wouldn't
interview,
say it, but...
Because, like, this is my reason.
That was
I had
hilarious.
Some outfits I wanted to show off.
What?
But guys, isn't there like a small part of you that wishes he made it till the end, then got eliminated, just so you could see how he would have reacted if he made it to the end?
Oh, Jesus, no.
You guys should have seen my suit I had for the finale.
I was going to propose, girl. Do you know what the suit I had? Like,
okay.
Oh my God.
So people are getting lit on the live chat.
Oh, yeah.
By the way, for everybody that's, I want to pause before we go to the next one. For everybody that's listening, maybe you're listening tomorrow morning, and a lot of people listen to this podcast when they drive to work the next day. We go live. Like, this is also live. I know it's a podcast. You guys rate us on iTunes. We love you guys for doing it. And a lot of people watch on YouTube later. But if you watch with us live, like while we tape, there's a whole live chat here. And there's several hundred people watching and talking to us live. We love when people do that. So if you guys ever want to do that, join us if you can.
Yeah.
Because it just gets in the conversation. And we like it.
Love it.
Next up, Adam, 26, real estate from Texas. I don't remember a thing about him.
Adam Jr.? You don't remember
that? That's Adam Jr.
Muppet.
That's the guy with the
Oh, this is Muppet
doll.
Guy.
Yes.
Jeez.
Yes. I cannot
he
believe
got a rose.
He stayed.
Look, what I thought was weird is we never saw the doll talk. Like,
yeah.
Why bring a doll and then not use it? Like, use your talent. If he was, like, talented and could do it, maybe you can make it funny.
What was his actual job?
A guy won America's Best, or was
Real
it called? America's Got Talent?
Oh, okay.
With a ventriloquist, and now he's in Vegas performing shows. Like, that's a talent that America respects. In a way,
also, but the whole doll thing is just such a risk. I feel like it's just
it's a big risk.
Too creepy. So yeah. Some people might like it, like it's very select few, to be fair. But then the majority of people, like all of us and Rachel, are creeped out and hate it. Like, I'm probably going to have nightmares for the rest of my life.
People are calling him the future serial killer, creepy puppet, creepy divine, Oladejo.
Lots of creepy vibes, like the tickle guy and the doll guy. It's just.
I think they also gimmicky. Put up an ad on Craigslist. Like, there was, like, the actual auditions, and they put up an ad on Craigslist yeah. and got a few extras.
You're probably right. Next up was Matt from Connecticut. He's 32, construction sales rep. The penguin guy.
Penguin
and
costume.
I like the line
penguin.
He said. It's kind of okay. clever. Because he said, when penguins choose a mate, they stay together for their entire lives.
And she likes penguins.
And she loves penguins. It's so kind of clever.
I think it was a good
move. Hey, he got a rose, Jimbo. Yeah. He got a rose.
It's a good move.
I'll give him a shot. There's worse options. And
he
I
could
think
be
he okay.
an Alexis, so I'm here for it.
Right?
Yeah.
But we can't just have hope for a different Alexis, like a male version. Like, just because they're wearing costume, they may be a terrible person, but we'll see.
Is that going to be, like, a thing going forward on future seasons? Like, one person has to show up in a costume yeah. and be, like, that guy or girl?
Yo, we got to roll through these. I just realized we have a lot more. Okay, next up is Grant, 29, emergency medical physician from New York City. He got eliminated. Doesn't even matter. Next up, Anthony, 26, software salesman from Chicago.
Anthony is going to be, like, a low-key front runner, I feel like.
What, I don't remember anything about him.
Okay, so he's a bald guy, tall. He's really yes. smart. He's also from Texas. His bio, like, I was so impressed just by that.
What color was his suit? Was it tan?
I think it was, like, tan.
Yeah, I remember him. He they didn't
he
give
was
a lot
in
of screen
preview
time.
A lot. He didn't get a lot of screen
Which
time
tells
tonight.
You yeah. that he's going to be around a lot. Later.
Yeah.
Him. Oh, yeah. I feel like we saw him in the promo, yeah?
He was. Yeah. They yeah. were, like, shopping, I think, together and laughing and being very, like, cute. I don't think he's that attractive, but yeah. I can see how they fit together.
He seems like he's really smart, has a good head on his shoulder. I mean, I have no idea.
Next up, Jamie from Santa Monica, sales account exec. He's 32.
No.
Went.
No.
Next up, Jack Stone, 31, lawyer from Texas. His mom died of cancer. He's the one who got the producer package.
Oh, yeah.
They had a couple moments. We didn't see a lot from him, which tells me we may see more from him later. I don't think he wins, but I think he makes top 10.
He's an attorney too.
Mo, 26, from San Francisco. He was the Bollywood dancer. He's the one who got hammered and yeah. was acting
was
like
creepily
he
was watching
so
in the
weird.
Distance.
He was so freaking
his reaction
weird.
In the background when they were making out was a highlight.
Jedediah did not go home, correct? From
he
Augusta,
did.
He did
he
go
did.
Home. Never mind. Next one, Mike Black used to be a pro basketball player from Chicago. 26, he had the brownie. Did he get eliminated? I don't think he.
I
did.
I don't think so.
I'll tell you.
No.
I think he did.
Did he?
Yeah, Mike. I don't have a mic written down, and I wrote
right.
down.
I'm not.
At this moment in the limo, they cut back to the house, and people start asking, I think it was Josiah who posed, let's take bets on who's going to be crazy. And then, of course, as the producers do, we cut back to the limo, and it's Lucas with his freaking megaphone coming out, talking about he's 6 foot, 195 pounds, one testicle larger than the other. But at that moment is when Rachel yelled back, so true, it always is, or something like that. And she starts playing into his joke. At that moment, when I was like, that's when I realized that she's going to keep him. So all the antics, I knew he was going to get a rose all the time because she enjoyed it.
Really?
She
I didn't
enjoyed
get that
the
vibe at all.
Really?
I thought she was enjoying it until he said the testicle thing. And then I think her response was like, good to know, like kind of stop. Like it was a stop reaction.
She
I didn't
said
take
good
it
to
that.
Know. She said good to know,
good
something
to know?
Like that. That like, is definitely a
I don't know.
Being
I looked
cordial,
at it as like.
Right?
Yeah.
Because she, again, kept her chill. In the most awkward, if someone says it to you and you're trying to keep your chill, what would you say?
But to my point, did he get a rose?
Because of the I have,
that whole testicle thing also
100% are you kidding
thing.
Me
here's my prediction for Lucas. I ran a poll actually on my Twitter about this and I want to pull it up. My prediction for Lucas is I think he makes it farther than people anticipate. I ran this poll and I said, how far does Waboom last? There's only 55 votes right now, but 56% of the people think half the season.
He's like the Corinne.
He is like a Corinne. Yeah. He's a little crazy. He's great TV, but I think he has a big
please,
heart. And I think he was drinking
compare.
A little bit.
No,
tonight.
I mean, obviously, like, that noise he's he makes, the worst. But I'm just saying, in terms of, like, shock value and, like, just buzzworthy things to talk about, people are going to be talking. I mean, I saw Waboom, like, 80 times on my timeline within, like, the first few seconds of him being on screen.
Hey, then for him, you got to give him props because he's being talked about.
Yeah,
out of everybody tonight, who's probably going to be talked about the most? Waboom, Josiah, who else? Give me your top 3, 4, 5.
Peter.
Because he got
and Brian.
First,
and Brian.
And Brian.
Yeah. The kiss
Peter
guy.
Was first out and first rose when she gave out the roses. We'll get to that in a minute. First out of the limo and got the first rose when they called people down. Brian got the kiss. Josiah.
And first impression.
Maybe Fred. Because they grew up together?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who else?
I was trying to be honest, originally when we were introduced to Fred, I was thinking, who was the girl from Nick's season that they hooked up that one time?
The girl from the wedding
Lexi?
From
Jane. Yeah, no, that's Liz. 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 Friend, yeah.
It was almost like I wanted to compare it to that, but then the more I thought about it, the more I realized like they hadn't seen each other in so long that would be more of like they would just have more to bond over and more to catch up on. And that could go one way or the other. But it almost like seemed doomed from the start because I thought it was like a Liz thing, but I guess it's different.
Yeah, well, because like they didn't date. They just knew each other. But
maybe. Bethany Van Sluten says, I ended up wanting Lucas to get a rose because I got sick of everyone acting like he's a terrible person just because he's crazy. I don't think he's crazy. I think he was just trying to stand out. And then he got drunk, and then he got a little, like, drunk crazy. I don't think he's actually crazy. But this is kind of funny. Miss Rahel Nana said, Waboom is a producer's pick. If anyone needs a Waboom shirt... Lucas is having a Waboom shirt contest on his IG right now.
Oh, here we
Stop.
Go.
His IG is about to blow up. So if this dude's starting a t-shirt company, I'm going to be pissed.
Can you imagine hanging out with someone who makes that noise all the time?
I don't think he does. I think it's purely a show.
Does his face hurt? Because you literally see his everything
see
shaking.
His cheeks, like, I want to see it in high-def slow-mo, just saliva like.
Make a gift of that.
Oh, I'm sure it's already on the internet.
Probably. By the way, Mike did not get eliminated. I saw that running in the live chat.
Oh, really?
Mike Brown, he didn't. And his contestant bio is still up on ABC.com. So he's still in the running.
All right, so DeMario talks a lot.
Yes.
Iggy gets super jealous. These are things I wrote down. Blake is the one that challenged. I feel like Blake's gonna challenge people too. Blake's gonna be a challenger. Blake, the sex penis guy.
Yeah,
but he always picks like
that's
not the top. The
sex penis guy. Remember that guy? The sex penis
guy. I hope he goes home.
We're all like, yeah.
I don't think he makes it. But he kind of guy. Something about him is kind of weird.
Like, he creeps me out for sure.
Yeah.
We'll throw him in the category with like the Muppet guy,
the
Iggy,
tickler.
The jealous
he
guy, the tickler.
Really
yeah. They're gonna have their own little like crew. Very aggressive.
Okay, would you rather date the tickler or the doll guy?
Doll guy.
Neither.
God. No, you have to pick.
You have to pick. I wasn't like, I don't want to.
I'm
okay,
thinking about
I'm
going like,
to say.
No,
I'm going to
say.
Answer.
No, but make sure they're girls.
I'll say the doll guy.
I would say the doll guy too.
Because I hate being tickled. Like, absolute number one.
Good
hate
to know.
That. Just don't ever
marking
do it.
It down. It's going to happen
ever?
On the show. If we ever sit next to each other. Better stay on
I'll
the
be on this
table,
side
girl.
All season long.
First impression, Rose. Were you guys surprised that it went to Brian?
No. I thought it was going to go to Josiah.
Why?
At first.
Because he kept saying it. Well, he's putting it out in the universe.
He put it in your head, too? He was trying.
No, I wrote that. I think I wrote that down after his package, but then, well, his video package.
Clarification, thank you.
Thank you. But I agree. Brian, definitely.
Ooh, she had the most chemistry with Brian.
100%. Well, I mean, if you think about who she really connected with, my only answer for this episode is Brian. Like, truly connected with. Not talked to, not was attracted to. Like, they actually had chemistry, and it was very visible to the audience. So it was very clear he was going to get it.
And that was noticeable even before they kissed. Like, even when they were just talking.
He's
going to
have a mad big target on his back now, though.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
And there is some jealous, and not just jealous. It's one thing to be jealous. It's another thing to be outspokenly jealous. And as we saw in the preview, there are some dudes that are, like, outspokenly very jealous.
Yeah. Lots of egos.
I will say, so let's go through roses and then highlights real quick. I know we only got, like, a couple minutes left. Roses. I'm just going to run these off. Peter, who was the first out of the limo and gets the first rose. Will, Jack, Jamie, he was the perfect facial features guy, which really was weird to me, too. We'll throw him in the weird category.
Yeah.
Iggy, Eric, DeMario, Jonathan, the tickle monster, which, hard pass, I don't
know. Oh, my God, I thought you were about to say that.
Whoa! Somebody please make a gif of that and tweet it to me at Danny Hoy. Next up is Bryce and then Alex, the vacuum guy. Jimbo, your guy, Kenny King, got a rose next. And then Dean, Matt, Anthony, Brady, Josiah, who kept talking about himself in the third person, which brought him down a couple notches for me. Please don't ever do that again. Lee, Diggy, Fred, Adam, the ventriloquist, who Rachel made a funny joke and told him to leave his doll. Blake E, and then, of course, drum roll, Lucas gets the last one.
Wait, so you didn't say Mike?
Unless they didn't show it.
That's what I'm saying. I
wrote down
I didn't write down
order.
Me too.
They also didn't do an exit for him either.
Yeah, I think he's still in it.
But maybe he was taking
that's
a nap
so
like Corinne.
Hey, last year, Kristen Mae Whitney got a rose and they never showed it on ABC and she had to literally upload a picture of herself holding the rose at the rose ceremony on Instagram to prove that she got one because it didn't make sense why she was not shown at all and then was on the next week.
So, did people in the chat
very
see
possible.
Him?
So I'm guessing he doesn't win.
Yeah.
Right. Or this is the kind of thing where they like try to hide a dark horse. And
did Whitney win?
No, Kristen. Oh, it was Kristen. She was the one who Liz told that she had had sex with Nick.
Yeah.
Who I know, those are the only two girls I knew last season. I know both of them. And so she told us about the whole, she came on the show here.
Yeah.
And she told us about the whole thing. It was super weird.
Yeah.
So. But she wasn't a dark horse.
Yeah, but so you never know. That's the thing. It seems like something they missed as opposed to they purposely were like, we're going to throw off the audience.
A lot of people in the chat world got some love for Blake K. They're saying that they hope he goes on Paradise, but one-offs never go on Paradise. People that are eliminated on the night one, I don't think nobody's ever gone on to Paradise.
I liked him, though. I mean, he had potential.
People think he was hot. Ladies?
Yeah, he was all right.
On a scale of 1 to 10.
Blake's a 6.
Blake's a 6?
6. I'd say 6.
6 7. Is a card. Don't. Somebody give us something 7. Different. We can't have 6, 7. 6, 6 going on in here. All right. Real quick.
I'll go 7.
In the highlights, I'm going to start with you, Renee, and it'll work towards me. Did you see anything crazy that stuck out to you in the highlights?
That stuck out to me in the highlights. What I'm really excited for is whoever has a girlfriend. Like, yes. And the fact that they got the girlfriend on the show.
Yes.
Done.
Yes.
Good job, ABC.
Oh, my gosh.
Good
I
job.
Cannot wait
me
for
too.
That.
Agree. That was like the oh my god moment. I think we all just gasped like, who is it?
I also want to know what she was talking about when she was like, I know everyone's judging me, and like it seems like she had something that she was like not the proudest of. Did you guys get that vibe when she said that?
Wait, what did you say?
I've never heard her talk that way. She was just like, I know everyone's watching and judging me right now or whatever. She's never
she said,
like,
I know
talk...
people are going to say about me
she's,
for making these decisions.
Like, what did she do?
Do you think that means she's picking a guy that everybody in the house is against?
Maybe. Probably.
That's what I think it was, because she said because of the decision she was going to make.
Yeah,
I think
I
it has to do with keeping someone, whether we all hate or the guys all hate.
Yeah.
So two things to note. Megan Kania just said Ryan Beckett did last summer. Still don't remember Ryan Beckett, and I don't think he stayed on Paradise long, so maybe Blake K, you got some hope. And also, Mike is still in because Chris Harrison mentioned, thank you to FV Ministry. Mike's still in because when Chris Harrison did the intro on Periscope, Chris talked about him meeting Kareem Abdul-Jabbar on a basketball date, which is going to be a cool episode. I'm excited for that.
Yeah, cool. I'm also excited to see when and how Rachel tackles race, because they did put that in her highlight for the next year. Like, you know, I said the next year, for later on the season.
Yeah.
Like, have you ever brought a black girl home before? And I know that everybody is waiting to see how that plays out.
Well,
I know
also,
I am.
One thing I noticed in the highlights, probably the main thing I noticed, is that the guys they show going far, a couple like the big extravagant, like,
yes.
I think they were in Amsterdam. Mm-hmm. And they were in Sweden at one point. We see her in the vineyards that look like Napa. When she takes these guys, the guys that they show, it was still very diverse.
Yeah.
We saw white guys. We saw, I believe it was like a Latino-looking somebody.
Yeah.
We saw African-American. So I feel like that's not going to be like, it's not going to be a dominant race question. You know what I mean? I feel like it's going to be very diverse all the way through the show, which I think plays to why ABC was willing to finally do this, which is a good thing. You know what I mean? Like, finally give viewers what they've been asking for. We've all been asking this for like 5 years, 6 years?
No,
where it's been like a pressing issue, like, okay, it's
time
to do this.
Well, you know what actually did it, I think, was Unreal. Unreal came out and called them out
on
it. Same, and it's very close to home,
I will tell
you that.
That's because one of the writers was a producer on the show.
Yeah, and all the... there's things about it, but it's very but anyways, I think because of that they did a season where they made it such a pressing issue and really went at ABC, where they at like this point they were so called out, they're like, okay. And people have been saying this for a long time, but I think ever since it was on such a big platform, like a show like an Unreal's big, they're like, oh
yeah, like we have to do something about that.
Misha C in the live chat says, I feel like something may go down between the guys and race may be brought into it,
I think so too.
Could happen. Because, I mean, we see the bravado that these guys have and how confident and, you know, outspoken they are. And I feel like, you know, somebody may let something slip and maybe didn't mean it a certain type of way or whatever the case may be and might offend someone else in the house.
For the sake of humanity, I hope it's not, because that sucks, and I don't
want
to
watch
it. Yeah,
I don't want it to go that route, but, like, it's totally possible.
I know.
Was it Kenny with the bloody eye in the preview?
To
be fair, they did James Taylor with a bloody eye, and that
was
from football.
I was just
going
to say, by the way, I don't think that blood has to do with whatever the fight is.
Yeah.
I think, and it looked fake to me. It looked like there was, like, sugar or powdered sugar or something.
Like paint.
Yeah.
That's annoying they put that in the preview, though.
Yeah.
Like, around that.
They always try to that's the best. Pretend someone's going to get beaten up, and then it's like, put paint on his eye, and then it's like nothing happens. And we're like, well,
that was dumb.
All right, so here's the deal. That is our show. Any final thoughts, Renee?
Final thoughts. I'm
you
just
10, 15 seconds.
Very excited, and I hope Peter lasts a long time, or just becomes the next Bachelor. Hit me up, Peter.
I'm gonna say this. Wow. We give her a platform to talk about the show, and she uses it for gold. I love her already.
This
I will
is
say
Renee's
this.
Dating show. So.
Renee's gonna be in and out of this panel throughout the season because all of us do things and travel and have other commitments outside of the show. Occasionally, we'll miss, and Renee will be with us quite a bit. So that is who Renee is to the show. Christine, final thoughts.
Final thoughts. Brian, if you don't make it, call me.
Hey!
That's my plug right there.
Okay, you guys can't take both of the ones.
habla español un poquito.
Oh, hello. Mis pantalones.
Mis pantalones.
Sterling, final thoughts.
Final thoughts. Well, we know she's engaged.
Yes.
Now. So I'm like kind of looking for that all season. Like where, who's like ready for marriage? Because like a lot of these other guys, like the Moes and the whatever, like I don't see them wanting to get engaged.
I'm excited to watch her on Kimmel tonight because I want to see how she reacts to watching tonight back and see her actual reactions from it. And if I had to shout somebody on the show, I would just say, like, Chris Harrison, if you want to retire, I would love to come in and get your job. So
what should happen is you host the show and Chris Harrison be the Bachelor and then we find him someone.
Oh, there we go. God. I think it's going to happen. Mark my words, I think it happens season 25. I think Chris Harrison's the Bachelor. Okay. It's going to happen. In the meantime, till next week, Renee, where can people find you, follow you, interact with you?
You guys can follow me on Instagram and Twitter at Renee Ariel and check out my blog, sextingandthecity.com.
Hello.
Okay.
And you guys can find me on social media at Christine Bean.
You can find me at Sterling Cates.
You can find me at Danny Hoyt on everything. We'll see you guys next week. Thanks for joining. Love you, Mom.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.